Community conversations today are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. And from the Floyd County Museum this morning, we have Director McKenna Lloyd joining us. Good morning, McKenna.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Month of November starting off good for you?
Yeah.
Can't go wrong there?
I can't believe how fast October went by.
You know.
Right.
The other day when it was November 1st, I literally still had myself as October 1st.
Oh.
I just, the month just flew by and I thought, it can't already be November. Mm-hmm. So I'm agreeing with you on
yeah.
that.
The whole year has gone by pretty
yes,
fast.
Yes, it really has.
Which means memberships are going to be due. We'll talk about that here in a bit. First and foremost, you had a Halloween party, so to speak. How did that go?
Yeah, we had the night at the museum the Friday before the week of Halloween. That was good. We had a pretty good turnout, and I think everyone had fun. So, yeah, everything went smoothly. We should have been more generous handing out candy. I'm always a little stingy with candy because it's expensive. So I was like, don't give out too much candy. And now we have a bunch of extra candy. So I was like, whoops.
Well, I mean, the people that are employed there probably don't mind that.
Yeah, well, now we just have candy sitting out on the counter.
There you go, for all the visitors.
Maybe that's incentive for you to come visit.
Yeah.
We have candy still.
So let's talk about the upcoming episode of Chautauqua Talks. When is it and who's the guest going to be?
Yeah, our one for November is November 15th. Is that right? Let me double check. November 15th at 10 a.m. This month it's going to be Heidi Reams, who is our Floyd County naturalist. Yeah, November 15th is right. And she's going to be doing kind of a nature talk. I asked her to kind of go over maybe some of the common flora and fauna in Floyd County and what parks to go to find them, kind of. So kind of like a nature guide for Floyd County and what you can expect to see at our conservation areas. So that should be nice. That should be fun. That's November 15th at 10 a.m.
November 15th at 10 a.m. Yeah, she knows a thing or two about nature here in
mm-hmm.
Floyd County.
Yes, so she's very knowledgeable.
Check that program out once again, November 15th. Let's talk about memberships. It is almost the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for the museum, all our memberships renew in January 1st, technically. So for anyone who's a member, your 2026 dues are due immediately, basically. And if you haven't paid your 2025 dues, we would appreciate you paying those and getting up to date. And if you pay both at the same time, that's kind of the best way to go right now at the end of the year, is to kind of, if you missed this year, you can pay for this year and also be all set for next year. You don't have to worry about it again until 2027. So that's kind of what we're encouraging right now, is if you haven't paid 2025, come and pay 2025 and just do 2026 too. So
excellent. Mm-hmm. Of course, best to do that in person, but you can also hop on the website and pay those dues as well if you're busy.
Mm-hmm. You can. You can also just mail us a check, too.
Okay.
So, and just put in your memo that that's what the check is for your dues. It's $40 for a family membership, $20 for an individual membership. If you're going to pay for 2 years, it's going to be $80 and $40. So, you know, I think they're pretty reasonable dues.
Oh, absolutely.
And you better become a member, because there is a special event coming up here later on this year.
Yes, our members are invited to our annual Christmas party. So that will be on December 6th from 6 to 9 at the Elks Lodge. That's members only. So if you want to join us for a Christmas party, join up and become a member and you can get an invite to that. We'll have a taco bar this year. And then I just do updates of what's been going on at the museum and how projects are progressing. And you get to just hang out and have fun.
Awesome time. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about hours at the Floyd County Museum, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, literally like 3 weeks away. That's hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. We will be closed for Thanksgiving. That's the only day we're closed this month. In December, we'll be closed the whole week of Christmas. Christmas is on a Thursday, so that whole week of Christmas we will be closed, and we're closed on New Year's Day. But that's it. Otherwise, we're open. So especially like the Thanksgiving weekend, if you have family visiting in town and you need an activity to bring them to, the museum is a great place, because we will be open, you know, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the Friday after, the Saturday after. So it's a good little visit for your out-of-town friends and family.
Awesome. Anything to add, Kay? Sorry, I've been shutting you out.
No, it's just, I just think you are doing such a terrific job, and I'm
Thank
so
you.
Proud of our museum and appreciative of what you continue to do and what the board does. It's a great it's a great place to have in Charles City. Very proud of the museum.
Thank you very much, McKenna. We'll talk to you in the cold month of December.
Thank you.